Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, are you ready to puck it up?
I am.
Are you ready to puck it
up? When I hear the song,
yeah?
Flyers is the first thing I think of.
Well, the first thing I think of when I think of the Flyers, besides this show, is Broads.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Hey, Broads, you ready to puck it up, buddy?
Danny! Danny! Danny!
It's unbelievable.
Danny! Let's go, Flyers! Let's go, Flyers!
That's a stick, by the way.
Let's go, Flyers! Right.
Hit the thing before we get this update real quick.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
Trevor Zegras, baby! Danny's on the prowl! I didn't even know we could have a GM that knew how to be savvy. Are you kidding me? 24 years old, former 9th overall pick. Sure, some injuries. Okay, sure, he's a bit banged up. But when healthy, he's one of the nastiest forwards out there. Silky mittens, able to dangle. Now, if John Tortorella was here, he would want nothing to do with this kid because he's too skilled. But maybe Rick Tocchet can get something out of him where he plays center, plays next to Matvei Michkov, and now the two of them dynamic 5-on-5, scoring when it's even strength, man advantage. That needs help big time. So you got a 24-year-old who played college fucking BU ready to go in the orange and black, baby. Let's go, Flyers!
Okay, all right, bros. All right. Let's lunatic. So they traded a draft pick for him. What's this guy's name again?
Yeah. His name is Trevor Zegras. Don't give me one of those BS Russian fake names.
All right.
He's an American-born kid, played for Team USA, NCAA product here at Hockey East.
Okay, all right. And he was the 9th pick in 2019. Has he had, you mentioned he's been hurt, you know, he's had some injury issues. Has he had like a season that is his signature season? Has he had good seasons before?
He's had decent seasons where he had about 64 points, anything over 20 goals. 20 is like a threshold that people like to get to. He's had a couple of years where he had 23, 24 in that range. But all jokes aside here, playing next to Michkov, we have a superstar where if you plug him next to Michkov, Michkov is going to elevate him and probably potentially get him to 30 goals if he can stay at center. If he gets kicked out the wing, it's a different story.
Okay, so this, you approve of this deal. Now, what pick did we give up for this guy?
So we gave up Ryan Poehling, who's a bottom six guy. You move these type of pieces whenever you can. A second round pick, but this is why you stack all those assets with the 7 picks in the first 2 rounds. So you move on from one of them. And a fourth rounder in 2026. This is one of those low risk, high reward, savvy type moves. All the people around the NHL, when you look at the grades, you know, they give
Anaheim like a C minus, and they give the Flyers A for the upside of what Zegras could be. Because in the NHL world, this kid pops. Like, you tune in to Flyers hockey for Matvei Michkov and now for Trevor Zegras as well. He moves the needle that much.
Dude, it is wild over the years to see Flyers people become the process people. You guys are the...
They hated the process.
Yeah, and now you're, that's why you stack second round picks, upside, guy that's hurt, yada, yada, yada. All right, well, I'm glad that we should be excited. So this is a get better next year type of move from the Flyers, right?
Hell yeah. And okay, he's got 1 year left on his deal until he's an RFA. So kind of a prove it year for him to get paid some big bucks. I think that's probably a kick in the rear end too. Listen, Sam Bennett, who's winning back-to-back cups in Florida, he was drafted fourth by Calgary and they had to ship him out because he just wasn't living up to the standard. You get into Philadelphia, you play with Maddie, and you know what I'm saying? You start winning Stanley Cups. We start winning cups.
Winning cups.
How do we make the playoffs?
Yeah, why don't we make the playoffs? Yeah. Walk before we crawl before we run.
I got a question before you hang up on me.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way that this takes over Wednesday because I got a draft special lined up for you guys on Wednesday.
Wait a minute. There's no way that what takes over Wednesday?
This show. Like, this isn't now my weekly edition. Like, I still come on Wednesday at 3:30, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes,
sure.
Yes, yes, yes. You'll still be on Wednesday.
This is an emergency edition.
We need more Broads, not less Broads. More Broads.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. there was a little bit of fear that this was my one shot this week when it's draft week. And I've been putting time and effort and research into my YouTube big board that's going to be plastered right here to my left for you to see on Wednesday.
Oh, for the Sixers or for the Flyers?
No!
Well, I don't know. All right, okay. Dude, you're out of
your mind.
Got
it. He reminds me of John Belushi.
Belushi Brothers?
Is that what it is? In Blues Brother or Animal House?
Well, yeah, there's a little of both, maybe.
Well, Animal House.
Yeah. Right.
That's who it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. There's a little Animal House.
Yeah,
it
kind of gives me a little,
Yeah. Now, that reference might be a little too old for.
That's actually a compliment, bros. Yeah. That's a good thing. Good. Yes.
All I want to know is, did you get the information you were looking for?
Yes.
For sure. Yes.
100%.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Well,
overload of information.
Too much information.
It's a good trade, baby.
All right.
Danny Briere's better than Maury. Danny Briere,
here he goes.
Work on your play. The work on your play. My guy's at the hockey rink watching tape. He's watching film. Maury's like, hey, can you see
what's amazing? You know what's amazing?
Here we go.
Yeah, well, you know what's amazing? Is I heard a little. I was going to let this go, but I'm not going to let it go now.
Nope.
I heard.
First the Commodore Barry Burridge, now this.
Well, no. This guy, we had him on the show when the Flyers hired.
Tockett.
And he was just crapping all over it. And now.
Oh, that's true. And I now forgot Talk, about that.
Now Tockett's going to figure out how to bring the best out of this guy. Is like these guys, the Flyers guys, are so wormed up in, and they don't even need to call you. You guys want to believe so badly. What happened to all this? We got a retread and yada, 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 and he doesn't make the playoffs. What happened to all that?
Well, there is a known issue between Torts and Zegras, and they didn't like each other. So it was less about talking, and I was just getting excited in the moment, damn it, okay?
Right.
It's more about this wouldn't have happened if Torts was here.
Okay.
And now you get a young, skilled 24-year-old, and Torts is out the door. You know, hey, now we can bring in guys like this without worrying about the stupid head coach.
Okay.
Let's go, Flyers!
Oh, caught him. So the Puck It Up draft party is Friday at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro. Starts at 7 p.m., yes?
Yes.
That is correct, dude. I have the goosebumps, baby!
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to ask him any more questions.
Come
on, Spike, what do you got?
Well, no, do you have anything planned for this draft
party? No, I'm just going to be yelling, let's go fly! Yeah. For 4 hours.
Could you imagine just 20,000 of us and it's all in unison?
20,000? How about 20?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a big draft party. This is changing the franchise of the Flyers. This place is going to be packed.
Well, aim high. Aim high.
Can't even fit 20,000.
Yeah, at Chickies. 20,000 people at Chickies in Glassboro. They might actually be upset.
2,000 people, it might be an issue. If you got 2,000 over there,
20,000.
Don't disrespect the fan base, baby. Right. Don't disrespect the fan base.
When are you, Broads? When are you going to be on the air again here on WIP?
Like, Thursday. Well, Wednesday.
Oh. Yeah. But a show. I mean.
Okay, Thursday following you guys.
Okay.
Oh, wow, you're barely working this week.
Yeah.
Well, I know. You talk to Rod.
That was your biggest adversary.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Rod, you do a great job.
All right. Pot down. Puck It Up Draft Party with Broads is Friday at Chickies and Pete's in Glassboro.
Dude, I can't get enough of Broads.
Yeah, right, dude, I'm so good.
You, yeah,
just the whole draft party. I just envisioned everyone just standing there like an idiot, saying "Let's go!" like for you, 4 hours.
Do you think he's gonna wear his hockey equipment to the draft
party?
Oh, he has
to. There's no doubt. No doubt, he's wearing his gear.
I just hope people show up. Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, people show up. It's South Jersey for a Flyers event.
Oh yeah,
just saying.
Yeah,
this is supposed to be a big draft for him, right?
Yeah,
someone's getting a good player.
Sixth pick. Yeah, come on, they'll show up. They'll show up.
I was gonna say, come on, Spike, come on, Fritz.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I get nervous for people, you know, like he's putting himself out there.
Nah.
And I hope that they follow through. Nah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be good. I know it'll be good.
Here's what Spike knows this as former PD. He pays attention to this type of stuff. Fritz, there's a Flyers fan base out there that's starving for this.
I agree. They want a like leader.
They want a leader.
They need a leader, bro.
And that's who they're getting?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's go Flyers!
I wish I still had my smelly hockey equipment from high school because
I'd wear hockey equipment stinks.
The hockey equipment is disgusting. I used to have to keep it in the garage because it smelled so bad. Because you didn't wash it. You were a goalie, right? No.
Oh,
I was fat, but not a goalie. I was.
Well, usually they go hand in hand.
I wasn't implying that, but I thought kind of. Yeah.
No. I barely skate. Which you know, no, I was not a goalie.
Okay.
I was a whatever. I was a forward because I couldn't skate backwards, so I couldn't be a defenseman. So I was a.
Yeah, you got to be able to skate backwards.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you, there's a couple things in life that I wish I had picked up sooner. It's too late for me now.
Ice skating?
Ice skating is one of them.
It's not. Yeah.
No, it's too late because I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
And it hurts to fall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, the equipment not only would smell at home, but when you would walk into the locker room of the team,
where everyone
would have their equipment, I mean, it would kill somebody.
That's a real locker room right there. Yeah. That's a real locker room.
And they said Spike never played the game.
Stinky,
damp.
That's a real locker room. And singing. Now, it's not too late for singing.
No, you could sing.
But it's too late for me to do anything with it. Other than be a karaoke
be a karaoke star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're nailing 530 Creed.
You are.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
See, that's really what got me to thinking I should have taken up more choir practice when I was younger, man.
Yeah, see, I think you need to listen to
this. More, and playing an instrument. I wish I could play an instrument.
Yeah, but that's
way
hard.
Too hard.
Yeah, that's
can't play
hard.
Any instruments,
man. 215-592-9494. Get your call right after I tell you about the instrument you used to get from your home to get anywhere else, and that's your car. If you need a brand new Hyundai, an upgraded instrument, Colonial Hyundai is not only going to have the car for you, because they've got, you know, a couple hundred brand new Hyundais on the lot, whatever you want, whether it's a Palisade or an Ioniq 6 or Elantra, whatever it is, but they are going to make the experience excellent. Faster, easier, better is what the Karzar John Ashdale and the staff at Colonial pride themselves on. It's why they built that brand new dealership that you're going to go to. And right now, they're going to make it easy. Save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, only for a limited time, only at Colonial. That's like 10 grand. And you're going to get $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. You could push it up to Colonial. You're going to get $6,500. And every single brand new Hyundai at Colonial comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance. That's not nothing. And America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. 24/7, you can go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai is always the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tax additional. Offers can't be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Kyle in Bucks County. You're on WIP. What's up, Kyle?
Yo.
What up, Kyle?
I like what you guys have been doing lately on the show. The Jalen Hurts talk and the Phillies talk.
Yes, sir.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say, I don't know how you guys are so confident in this team without a bullpen.
They got they have to do it at the deadline. I mean, they're not.
I agree. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like Nick Gable's got to be a guy you got to trade for a bullpen, right?
Yeah.
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 Could be.
Yeah. They have to. That I feel like they have over the last two deadlines tried to do two things at once. They're trying to worry about the future, and they're trying to win a World Series right now. But they're sort of at the point with this team, with the, look, Schwarber's a free agent, Ranger is a free agent, Realmuto's a free agent, and also they're all getting older, that at a certain point, you just have to be willing to say that we have assembled a team that had the best record in the National League for a large portion of last year. They are within a half game of the best record in the National League this year. Like, you just have to operate as if you have a real opportunity this year, and it's becoming clearer and clearer that bullpen is where you go. Now, here's the thing, Kyle. You say they're missing bullpen, and that's true, but when you look at any team in the National League, everybody's missing something. So the question is, are you going to be a team that addresses your issue at the deadline in a real, meaningful way, or are you just going to cross your fingers? And I don't think this is a year where they can just cross their fingers. I think they have to be willing to go get somebody.
I agree. Money doesn't make sense in this free agency to do a re-sign Schwarber, re-sign Ranger, and somehow go and get bullpen and fix this outfield, because our outfield, unfortunately, is mediocre, so.
Yeah, I think we all want a bat and we all want bullpen. The bullpen is getting to a place where I was sort of 50-50 on both, on which I would rather, like, I think they need both. I'm getting to a place where the bullpen is so iffy or feels so iffy that is the priority to me if it's one or the other. I think they need to do both, but if they don't do something about the bullpen, I can see it. Like, you could, just like you could see it with Estevez last year, and you could, and now the bullpen was really good last year, but now you're looking at the playoffs and you're thinking, this is a team that has an excellent starting rotation, has a good lineup. Do you really want the reason that you lose in the playoffs in a 3-2 game be because you have to put Tanner Banks in a high leverage situation or you know what I mean? Like or Joe Ross in a high leverage situation. I'll live with Kirkering. I'll live with Romano, but they need one other guy that you can trust in a high leverage
situation. That game got out of hand Saturday. It was strictly because of the bullpen.
Well, yeah, I mean, Abel didn't do him any favors, but you knew that once he was done.
That was still a 5-4 game, though.
Yeah, you knew that once Abel was coming out in the after three or
yeah, after
was
three,
it three or four
after after three.
Yeah,
like you just start doing the math.
Yeah.
Like, how are you getting from the fourth inning to the ninth inning with those guys? Kyle, next question. Give us something that that's the worst.
Got to be injuries in sports. Plenty Sixers games, go to plenty Phillies games, dude. I've seen Harper play one game, and I've seen Embiid play one game, and Embiid ran into Markelle Fultz. So
his face, you saw the broken face game.
Yeah.
New York Knicks.
Yeah, injuries, thank you for the call.
Injuries do suck.
They do. They're terrible.
But they are part of
sports.
Sports, yeah.
It does. There was a lot of conversation last night. It got even louder because there's been conversation, I think, all playoffs in the NBA about there's just seems to be a lot of soft tissue injuries in the NBA. The Achilles stuff is happening more, the groin stuff. Now, Curry's 36. I'm not going to be so worried about Steph Curry.
He's older,
But Jason Tatum's 26.
I agree.
You know, Tyrese Halliburton's 24.
Yeah.
Now, Lillard's another one. They are, it's just like the guys are moving more than they've ever moved in this game. And the both offensively and defensively, especially offensively, for guys like Tatum or Halliburton, who are the primary like shot initiators for the, and these guys are moving around on defense more than they ever have.
Yeah,
they're going to have to figure something out. And I don't think it's a rest thing. And I don't think it's a games thing. One of the things that has been brought up, and Morey brought this up on our podcast, but has been brought up before in changing the game a little bit, is if you eliminate the corner three, if you have the 3-point line end before the corner, you can change how the game is played. Like, there's a lot less, you know, trying to get a matchup so you can get a guy open in the corner.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's something they try in the G League at some point.
Yeah. Basketball, man. So it's so, I just wonder with these guys. Basketball and baseball is a sport I wonder more with. How do we have lesser athletic guys 30 years ago play 82 games a year? Like, it was the standard.
Right.
Right? Guys in baseball, they're playing 140, 145 games a year. Now, pitchers, everybody was standard. You went 7 innings, right?
He's pitched 300 innings.
Yes. Yeah.
That feels ridiculous.
And all of a sudden, the athletes are supposed to be bigger, better, stronger, more athletic, all this other stuff. They certainly have the advantage of nutrition and sports science and private planes. Guys are riding. Hey, are you kidding me? The way they traveled in the 70s and the 80s and smoking cigarettes and doing everything they did, and somehow they played longer during the regular seasons than these guys can get through a season. For some reason, I think it's mental. I think these guys are conditioned to take it easy, don't push them too hard. All these sports science theories that they've come up with, while rest is more important. And I think the athlete is just softer. I just do. Now, that's the Achilles injury. What I'm saying, what leads up to that stuff, though, is the lack of playing during the regular season. So your body isn't conditioned necessarily to play this long because you've taken half the season off.
Yeah,
you've taken half the season off. They don't play that hard.
Well, I saw a chart last night that showed, like, the distance an NBA player is running today compared to 25 years ago, it's literally double in a game.
I understand
and
that.
I think it's a little of both. I think it's a little of the sports science stuff, like the rest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it works as well as they think it does. And I think the other thing is, I think there's just like a limit. You can be in the best condition possible. I think there's just a limit with the human body, and I think with pitchers, I think some of it is, Jack's talked about this a lot, about the spin that they're all like. I think my guess is pitchers are torquing their arm more now than they were 30 years ago, which is actually harder on their arm, which is causing all this Tommy John stuff. And it, like the running and the pace and space and the switching and all that stuff in basketball might just be putting more stress on their bodies than
but shouldn't their bodies be able to handle it? They're better athletes.
Yeah, but I think we may have hit a point where their bodies can't handle it. I agree.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying. I don't know if there's an exact answer to what's going on. I look at these athletes today, and this is the old man on the porch thing with me. You're being paid 5 times as much as athletes got paid 30 years ago. Your amenities are 10 times better than the athletes had 30 years ago. Like everything is better for these guys now. They play less, but somehow they're getting injured more.
Yeah.
like that's what doesn't make sense to me. And I would say this in baseball. The pitching aspect of it, well, maybe we should put less emphasis on throwing that hard.
Yes, and spinning the ball as much as they're spinning it, because you're just going to lose your players
right.
more. 215-592-9494. Twitter question brought
Toughen
to you by...
Toughen up out there.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is going to the movies by yourself cool? This obviously a reference into me going to see 28 Years Later by myself on Sunday.
Well, after you saw it on Friday.
After I saw it on Friday. 75.1% say it's cool. So eat it, Fritz.
I'm surprised, because I didn't know. I guess a lot of more people still go to movies. So I'm sitting here thinking, people may not go to the movies as much, but I know as we were coming up, and even being in our young adult age, like, going to the movies was a thing, and going by yourself was no big thing.
Yeah, I love
it. Yeah, it was just no big thing. So I'm actually surprised that it's as high as it is, though.
Yes.
Considering, but going to the movies, are you kidding me? Sometimes going to the movie by yourself is the best way to go.
Dude, I loved it. I was sitting there with, with a snack, a big old soda.
You going to see the same movie 2 days later.
Can I tell you
something?
Maybe that's a Twitter poll.
That's different.
Can I tell you something? Val is going away next weekend.
Yeah. He's going to see it again.
I'm
going to
go see it again. I'm going to go see a movie on Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
No, but you just
I'm going to go see the Brad Pitt Formula One movie, and I'm going to go see 28 Years
You only go to movies to look at people on their phones.
No.
And then get mad about it.
That's not true. That's not true. 215-592-9494. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.